Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. Last night at supper, my youngest daughter and son informed me that they had gone for a hike in the windmill pasture and spotted a red cedar that would work for a Christmas tree. Then they got a little concerned about when I was going to find time to go with them to get it cut and what tools we would need. I'm always a little bewildered by their concern. But there have been years when finding time to cut a tree has been a little bit of a challenge. Red cedars are not at the top of the list for recommended Christmas tree varieties, but they're a little like working with a hedge post. Usually you can put the odd shaped side next to the wall and figure out a way to twist them into the spot where you need them. And if you've always done it that way, it sure works pretty well. At the rate of one tree a year, we are not keeping up with the cedar encroachment, but it kind of gets me thinking that I need to get the saws ready to go and start on that winter job of clearing pastures. Let's head down Texas way with a homegrown musical guest, Andy Wilkinson, and a song from his Ordinary Christmas CD, The Tumbleweed Christmas Tree.
It was a rough year for a roughneck's children. Hard times, harder living. We move when the rent come due, and it come due once a week. That year in late December found us in an old house trailer west of Odessa, near a town they call No Trees. Too poor to pay attention, Daddy lived on good intentions. He intended Christmas to be just what we believe. He drove to town in the company pickup, but when he didn't have a sawbuck for the price of a Christmas tree, he brought back a tumbleweed. Christmas Eve in No Trees, Texas, wind blowing through the cactus. Santa Claus was a rich kid's saint and a poor kid's dream. But I'd trade every fancy present I ever had or ever will get for the night of the tumbleweed Christmas tree. Daddy sat it on the dinette table. Mama made the newsprint angel. Ornaments of tinfoil scraps, buttons on the string. Took us all night to decorate it. When we got done, I have to say that it was the prettiest tumbleweed I'd ever seen. Wind rocked the trailer like a cradle while we sang our Christmas carols, sitting on the sofa on the duct tape naga hide. Daddy looked proud as a big city banker. Mama tried hard to be thankful, but looking at the tumbleweed, she laughed until she cried. Christmas Eve in No Trees, Texas, wind blowing through the cactus. Santa Claus was a rich kid's saint and a poor kid's dream. But I'd trade every fancy present I ever had or ever will get for the night of the tumbleweed Christmas tree. I was just 6, going on 7, but being poor is an education. That night I learned a lot about just what Christmas means. It means love and it means loving. It means money don't mean nothing. And it means a tumbleweed can make a Christmas tree. Christmas Eve in No Trees, Texas, wind blowing through the cactus. Santa Claus was a rich kid's saint and a poor kid's dream. But I'd trade every fancy present I ever had or ever will get for the night of the tumbleweed Christmas tree. And I'd trade every fancy present I ever had or ever will get for the night of the tumbleweed Christmas tree.
Thanks, Andy. And thanks to you homegrown listeners for riding along this morning. Have a great week. Hoping our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.